Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have to be honest with you, sometimes reading St. John's Gospel gives me a bit of a headache. John's was the last Gospel to be compiled, and he had many, many years to think about and ponder on the things that Jesus had said and done. And he pulls all of these reflections together in his Gospel. I have to say, he makes Mark's Gospel look like a Janet and John version of Let's Get Jesus. This week's Gospel follows on from last Sunday, and so we have at least some continuity. What we don't have is enough time to consider properly what St. John is, the depth of the ocean that St. John is asking us to swim in. As I was thinking about this week's readings, you'll notice there are lots of things you want to grab each one of them and talk about them, and we can't because we don't have time. So I thought I might kind of rise above it and have a kind of overview of what's linking everything together. We've been, as Father Wayne said at the beginning of the service, we've gone through the whole of the Lent, Holy Week, Easter, here we are. Pull a few threads together. We're a good way through telling our story of salvation. As I've just said, we've done the Lent, Holy Week and Easter thing. On Thursday of this week, we'll celebrate the ascension of our Lord into heaven. And then we'll wait a couple of Sundays before we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And then we have the joy of the endless Trinity Sundays, when we work together at getting on with living our Christian lives in the world. The first of our scripture readings this morning, read for us by Steve, was from the Acts of the Apostles. It takes us into the heart of ancient Greece and paints a scene that we could, in fact, easily translate into 21st century Beeston. In the reading, we find St. Paul in the heart of the city of Athens. As he walks around, he takes in this huge melting pot of cultures, backgrounds, and philosophies. There were lots of different ideas going around about God, spirituality, religion, how to lead a good life. In fact, not much different from our own situation here in Beeston. On your doorstep, you can find churches, street preachers, shops selling crystals, incense, and lots of improving books. The people of Athens were trying to find a way to know God, and people in our own generation are doing the same. Paul is motivated to set out for those Athenians who would listen to him a clearer way of knowing God, a more definite way of knowing God, a more certain way of knowing God. And in our own day, there is that same hunger. There's been talk of a quiet revival. I wonder sometimes if actually it's just a quiet return to the old sources of truth about God. They may be a bit traditional, but they've survived the centuries and speak to us of an abiding truth. So, how do we get to know God? How do we draw closer to the God we seek? And we might think the answer is by living a good life, for Jesus tells us that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. A light flicks on in my head. I can tick boxes. I have given exactly 1/10 of my spare income to the church. Tick. I have been to church at least 3 out of the last 4 Sundays. Tick. I'm on my way to heaven. I shall not be moved. Unfortunately, it isn't that easy. So often, we see the temptation to be sucked into a legalistic, rule-keeping approach to knowing God. And the rules and the commandments that Jesus gives us do not lend themselves to detailed and exact fulfillment, for they concern the quality of our spiritual lives and not defined actions. I want to say that again. The rules and commandments that Jesus gives us do not lend themselves to detailed and exact fulfillment, for they concern the quality of our spiritual lives and not defined actions. I wanted to say that again because they're not my words. Those words were written several decades ago by the Right Reverend William Temple when he was the Archbishop of York. I think, actually, we know in our hearts, don't we, that keeping a tick list of the things I can do and the things I can't do to get into heaven is probably the quickest way to spiritual death. And Jesus has come to bring us life. He's come to bring us freedom, which means that keeping his commandments, which he tells us to do, is about allowing his commandments to be a touchstone. William Temple's phrase is the standard of reference for our actions. What is the touchstone? What is the standard of reference? I think you know the answer. It's love. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, you'll recall that the two recognizably acceptable religious people who shunned the battered guy on the roadside were condemned because they did not act out of love for God, nor did they act out of love for their neighbor. But they kept the rules. In our story of salvation, from Moses onwards, the Jewish people had tried going down the keeping the rules road, but it didn't seem to work. And God steps in and sends his son into the world to teach us how we might live in a world that does need rules and structures, but in a world that should be permeated by love. God, in Jesus, literally fleshes out the command to love God and to love our neighbor. But as we have marked over the last few weeks, this leads to conflict with the authorities, both religious and secular. It leads to brutality and crucifixion. But the truth of what Jesus teaches is validated by the glories of the resurrection. Jesus is the way, he is the truth, He is the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. And his way is the way of love. And in his new and resurrected life, we have the proof of that. In the days after Easter, we read of the risen Jesus appearing to his friends at home, at a barbecue on the beach, in a garden, on the way home. But he can only be in one place at one time. How can we all have the presence of Jesus with us as the touchstone for our relationship with God and with one another if he can only be at one place at one time? When we all go home, we will scatter out into our community. How do we access that standard of reference, that source of guiding principle that will day by day keep us in a good relationship with our God and with the people around us? How? By Jesus removing himself. Not to leave us as orphans, as he says, not to leave us bereft and rudderless, but so that by the Holy Spirit he may come to be with each one of us. He comes to us personally, deeply. He comes to us unseen and yet truly there to assure us that God loves us and to allow us to return to that love. He comes to us to assure us that God loves us and to allow us to return that love in worship and in prayer, and in the way we allow love to govern our dealings with the people around us. There's a lot of complicated relationships and stuff to unpick in the reading from John's Gospel. But at its heart, it speaks to us of the plan that God had from the foundation of the world to bring you and me into a closer relationship with him and enable us to live in a world which needs, as much as it ever did, to see people whose touchstone, whose point of reference is the love of God shown to us in Jesus, embodied in us through the working of the Holy Spirit in the life of each one of us as we go out from here into the rest of the week.